My name's Yvonne, and I'm here to share a story with you about my experience with Medjugorje. I had never really known about Medjugorje, and I came to know about it through my mother. She wanted to go for her 70th birthday, and it was a big dream of hers, and years prior to that, she wanted to take this trip, and so as I learned about Medjugorje, I was the one who ended up going with her. And prior to us going, I wanted to seek some prayer so that I could be open to the experience in Medjugorje. And as I went to go see this person who prayed over me, a message was given to her through God, and she relayed it to me. And she basically told me that my going to Medjugorje is part of my divine destiny, and also that the Blessed Mother was going to accompany me on this trip. So I thought, my divine destiny, that was pretty deep for me to take, so I took some time with that thought. And then when I knew the Blessed Mother was going to accompany me, I thought, well, of course, when you go to Medjugorje, you're called to go. So of course she's going to be with me. Well, little did I know what to expect from that moment on. So we arrived in Medjugorje, and it is a very daunting trip, quite some hours. And so when we finally arrived at the person's house we were staying at, that evening we went to bed early because we were so tired. I remember falling asleep and feeling this just beautiful peace because we were surrounded by these hills and mountains. It was just so quiet. And then that night, Mother Mary appeared to me in my dream. And she came to me, and she stood above me, almost as if she was on a platform. And she was beautiful, and I could feel her love, and she was bright. She stood at Mount Crucifix, and in the dream, all the people who were part of my pilgrimage were there with me at the bottom of Mount Crucifix. And she was telling me all of our missions, what we were to do. And I clearly remember that she was talking to me for quite a while, and I just remember standing there listening, nodding my head as she went by each person. And then she told me that she wanted everyone to know that she was there and that she was with us. And she was with me the entire night, because it felt like our conversation was a really long conversation that I was having with the Blessed Mother. So the next morning we get up rather early, around 6 a.m. Nobody was up yet, and I couldn't go back to sleep. And finally, as everybody from our pilgrimage woke up and we sat and we had coffee and tea, I shared that the Blessed Mother gave a message to them. And then later on through the trip, what happened was Mother Mary actually did perform some beautiful, beautiful gifts for those in our group. She just showered them with wonderful surprises. For example, you know, when we walked up Mount Crucifix, my mother and I, we came down that day, and it happened to be my mom's birthday. And my mom noticed that her entire rosary turned to gold, even the crucifix on the rosary. And you can even see where it was silver once before. That was a very miraculous sight. And things like this happened in the group during our trip. So when we finished and I was done, I just remember feeling this sense of, I didn't want to leave. I wanted to live there and stay there for the rest of my life, and I knew I couldn't. I just remember feeling that I wanted to help Mother Mary on her mission, and I want to help her save souls and to bring those who don't know her son yet to him. I just want everybody to know that she's really there. She really is there. And she's appearing. And if you have a sense of being called or feel just a slight inclination, I urge you to go, because she's waiting for you too.